In this bulletin, slow progress in closing the gap in Indigenous health. Scott Morrison won't say if he will support the Senate's call for a royal commission into the disability sector. And Labor splits with the government over national security legislation. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal government says Indigenous Australians will play a greater role in efforts to close the health and education gap. Prime Minister Scott Morrison delivered the 11th annual Closing the Gap report in Canberra, calling for a new approach to targets that he says have been set up to fail. Just two of the seven Closing the Gap targets are on track to be met more than a decade after the original report. The report shows efforts to get more Indigenous children into early education are on track, but improvements to life expectancy, infant mortality and employment rates are not. National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation Chief Executive Pat Turner has told the ABC the results are disappointing, but Mr Morrison says the problems lie in a historical lack of partnership in the political process.
Well, I think that it's a lack of investment of resources, quite frankly, in the Aboriginal community controlled health sector. We provide comprehensive primary health care, and we certainly expect in this next phase of closing the gap that the investment will increase significantly.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Bill Shorten says a partnership with the First Nations people that shares mutual respect and genuine engagement is a must to meet targets. He says if elected, Labor will hold a recognition referendum.
To recognise the genuine empowerment has to involve the sharing of real power. You can't have a partnership of unequals. Partnership means giving as well as taking, listening as well as telling. Today I'm proud to declare again that enshrining a voice for First Australians will be Labor's first priority for constitutional change.
Australia's security agencies say they're in a race against time to perform background checks on asylum seekers after new medical evacuation laws cleared Parliament. Attorney General Christian Porter says up to 300 people on Manus Island and Nauru are within reach of securing the medical approvals required to come to Australia. Mr Porter has told Sky News he fears some detainees may have been accused or convicted but not yet sentenced in relation to serious crimes.
We are going through all of the people, and we are in a race against time to do that. But the reality is that people who may have or have been charged or who are awaiting sentence or who are awaiting trial for serious criminal offences can now be brought to Australia.
Legislative changes which passed against the wishes of the Morrison government allow immigration ministers to refuse medical transfers to convicted criminals. Labor has taken the rare step of splitting with the government over national security legislation. The federal opposition will not support laws making it easier to cancel the Australian citizenship of dual nationals convicted of terror offences. Labor MP Mark Dreyfus has told Parliament it's a bad legislation.
This bill is about nothing more than opening a political front against the Labor Party on the issue of domestic national security by a desperate and irresponsible government.
Scott Morrison won't say if he'll support the Senate call for a royal commission into the disability sector, but is open to every option. The Senate has again voted for a royal commission into disability services, and Labor says the motion could pass the lower house. The Prime Minister says reforms are already underway. Mr Morrison says the coalition government is moving ahead with the National Disability Insurance Scheme with new safeguards to prevent abuse in the sector. To football, and Newcastle Jets utility Jason Hoffman will miss the rest of the A-League season due to an ankle injury. The 30-year-old twisted his ankle at training on Sunday and missed the Jets' Asian Champions League victory over Indonesian team Persija Jakarta on Tuesday. Hoffman suffered a dislocated tendon and he'll need to undergo surgery. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Mostly sunny in Perth and 29. Sunny also in Adelaide, 29 degrees there as well. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 24. Hobart, a late shower or two, 20 degrees. In Canberra, mostly sunny and 30. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 23. Much the same for Sydney, 27. Partly cloudy also in Newcastle and 28. In Brisbane, a possible early shower, 30 degrees. In Cairns, mostly sunny and 32. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you for SBS News.